one word.
Okay, now I'll ask you again if you have other greetings for December the 25th.
Christmas gift.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I sure am glad I don't have to
tote it." Okay. That's what we use mostly, isn't it?
Okay. Are you familiar with the term to lug something or to pack something?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, now, what?
Well, when you lug it, you just can pick it up and get along with it.
And if you tote it, it's not quite as heavy as if you lug it. Is that right?
No, that lugging is the hard work of it, okay. I think.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water, and it can draw its head and its forelegs and its tail up inside?
Turtle.
Okay. And what do you call a similar animal or creature that lives on the land?
Gopher.
Okay. Are you familiar with any other terms for these kinds of creatures?
I don't think so, Sugar.
Okay. Let me see now. Have you ever heard these things called cudas or kudas?
I don't believe so. What? How do they spell that?
C-O-O-T-E-R.
Well, now I've read the name, but I never have.
Well, what about terrapin or terrapin?
Yes, uh-huh. There's terrapins. They grow in the water, but I don't know the difference in a terrapin and a turtle.
Okay. Well, are there things that live around here that people call terrapins?
Yes, there has been. I don't know whether now. You know, there's a lot of things that,
that we don't have. Moves out, yeah, things change. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Oh, chitlins.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? Like the insides of a cow?
Well, yes, but not the chitlins that I've ever heard of, but the tripe.
Okay. And what is the tripe?
It's the stomach. I think is what it is. You know, the covering of the stomach.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His body?
Say from here up, this part.
A bust.
On a man, would you call it?
I don't make a bust picture. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Well, if he had a cold or something, he might have a pain.
Chest.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? If you want to go fishing.
I don't know about those things.
Oh, come on, you can give me one word. If you
well, a boat.
Okay, fine.
I'm not a fisherman now. That's one thing I'm not.
Well, I did notice that you knew something about worms.
Yes.
That's more than I knew. Well, would you make a distinction between a boat that had a square front and a boat that had a pointed front?
Well, one's a canoe, isn't it? But now I don't know.
Okay, well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip? A tick. That's the covering.
I was talking about the outside covering. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what of beads."
String.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really what the other one?
Whipped him. Or beat, we might.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Well, I've heard people, I don't know where it was, but hunkers. Is that word there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd know how to use it if I see somebody in that position.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really
a tightwad.